It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
King. Why do people, if you're ready to rock, let me hear you scream. Well, if you really, really came to party, then let me hear.
They were not favored to win last year, man.
That's what
until
I said.
Did.
Nobody saw them coming. That's why it's interesting.
I'm talking about CSU. I'm talking about Connecticut, man. They were not favored to win the NCAA. They were not favored. Women's basketball was not favored to win the NCAA basketball title last year. They were not.
Yeah, they hadn't lost a game all year.
Going into that year, there were questions. I'm just telling you that they
were.
Sure,
but then they didn't lose a game all year. And then when
I'm just telling you, in men's basketball, there have been times when there have been very dominant appearing teams. And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that UConn's probably going to lose. But I'm saying there is merit to picking a bracket for the women's NCAA, because there are still going to be fantastic finishes. There's still going to be half court shots. There's still going to be upsets. They're going to be unbelievable. What?
The half court shots in the women's game? Are you kidding me? They can barely make a three. It's a terrible game, Darren. What we're talking about, folks,
and you
is
are
we're,
single.
I know.
I can't
it's
imagine.
It's shocking.
Reminds me of that. Oh, what a surprise.
We're talking about ESPN is running. They're showing the picking of the women's bracket. And my only comment was, why are they wasting the time? We all know Connecticut's going to win. Why don't we just give them the trophy now? And that
because
that
you don't us, know that.
Yeah, we kind of do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we kind of
do. You don't know.
They haven't lost in 2 years, Darren. They haven't lost. They haven't been, a team hasn't been within like 30 points in almost a year and a half.
Okay, so listen. And I hate to be like the bearer of bad news, and I hate to be like the grim reaper of death and all this stuff, but I am just explaining to you that you might have remembered. Did you hear what happened earlier this week?
As in today?
This week.
It's Monday.
No, like weeks.
From Monday to Monday?
Sure, yes.
What happened earlier this week?
Well, Michigan's basketball team was taking off.
Oh, yeah, but they almost died. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not wishing that on the women's
I'm not wishing
team.
It. I am not wishing anything bad on anyone. What I am illustrating in the most gory possible way so you remember it, okay, is that there are absolutely bunches and bunches and bunches of things that could happen in order for one not to do it. But the point of filling out a women's NCAA bracket is way more than just whether or not they're going to win it or all, because everyone can pick it there. Maybe you don't pick the right one. But there are several really, really, really good teams in NCAA, in women's basketball.
And none of them can touch UConn. Like, haven't even come close. Like, they've played.
I mean, not lately, but I mean, I get it. I mean, listen, I get it.
And by lately, you mean like the last 3 years. All I'm saying is it's a boring game to me. And I just don't understand why ESPN's spending all this money and resources producing a television show that I'm guessing a handful of people are watching nationwide. It just seems silly to me. That's all.
Can I let you in on a secret?
Go ahead.
Just a secret. And the secret is this. Yeah. This is a secret. Okay.
Okay.
The people in the East Coast and the people on the West Coast, they don't care about anything that's between California and
New York. Yeah, I get that.
I mean, they just don't care.
I know.
I mean, flyover.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the stuff that we fly over on our way from it? I'm just saying.
Well, they hit Chicago. Like, they care a little bit.
Sometimes
about
they drive to Vegas. No, but only the cold ones. I mean, they don't. I mean, they really just don't. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, they don't care about us. We're in the forgotten time zone. I totally get that. We are. We're in the mountain time zone, which I think people in New York are like, there's a mountain time zone? I seriously think they go East Coast, Midwest, and then West Coast.
It hurts. Yeah. Like a hair, deep in my heart. Like, it hurts. Like it feels like a heart attack, but like, have you ever had broken ribs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's awful. It's one of the worst
that's
injuries.
How it feels now. I'm talking about that.
Well, so there was a lot of sports over the weekend. I mean, we got a lot to cover. We have NCAAs, Nuggets had a
Nuggets.
Game. And of course, there's that
Broncos.
Whole Broncos free agency. Tony Romo.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Can I tell you something? I just told you so.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Can I just say this?
What?
I told you so about the Broncos.
I didn't argue anything about it. In fact, I was the one saying if I were Jerry Jones.
If I were Jerry Bowser.
I would keep Tony Romo, which is exactly what he's doing. If I were Jerry Jones, I'd keep Tony Romo. I'd make him play for me.
Do you think it's the reason? Do you think the reason why he decided not to do it is because he was listening to the show?
Gosh, I would love to think so, but no, I just
he
think
would he's, never admit it.
I just think he's a smart businessman.
He would never admit it.
He's a smart businessman.
Here. Maybe his wife was listening because, you know, we are. I mean, listen, we're big in the female demographic.
We are big in the female demographic,
which is crazy considering what both Big Fuzz and I look like.
Well, you know, we're charming.
And Alex.
But I'm actually glad that Dallas has held on to Tony Romo. And when I heard that was happening, I was like, yeah, good. But let Elway focus on some other areas of importance, which, frankly, I know you're okay with it. I'm a little disappointed with the signings we've had so far.
Well, I will just tell you this, that with John Elway along, if you listen to what John Elway has a little bit of Bob Rumfeld in him.
It's, oh, my God.
No, I mean, it's just in the way that's like, you can kind of twist words in a folksy sort of way to make mm-hmm. it sound like something that ain't, if you right. understand what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. So, like, Rumsfeld was the master of it. But he was, like, I would watch press conferences just to see him just crush the press. They tried so hard. It was so funny. That's where you got the known knowns and the unknown knowns and all that stuff. But that's neither here nor there. So, but if you go the other way, right? I mean, he's...
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. I'm embarrassed to say.
Well, you can't leave us hanging. You can't just string together a whole thought and then at the very end when you were just about to land it, not give us the point.
I can tell you it hurts from the inside, too. I don't know. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Rumsfeld and Elway.
Oh, yeah. So Elway tells you. Okay, so Elway tells you what he thinks. I'm sorry, man.
Wait, I mean, seriously, did you lose the train of thought between point A and point B in 45 seconds?
I have a medical problem, man. Okay. It's called AD something.
AD something. I understand what you're saying. Elway is...
But he told you, he said, I'm going to focus. We will always explore any opportunity.
Sure.
However, we are going to focus on our offense and our defensive lines.
And I feel good about the
and
guy.
They fill it in with the draft.
And I feel good about the guy they got from Dallas. I don't know how good I feel about the guy they got, the second guy they got.
They re-signed Lance Stephenson.
Oh, well, there you go. Super Bowl. Here we come.
Listen, we were an offensive line away from the Super Bowl last year.
Here's what's encouraging. Was it Riley from Dallas that we signed, the guard? They say he is just a road grader. He's mean
good.
And nasty, and we haven't had that on the Broncos offensive line for at least a couple of years.
So, since Orlando Franklin.
Yeah. We need a guy who is going to be mean and nasty, and hopefully that rubs off on everyone else, and we get lucky with some injuries. The defensive signings today, I feel good about Menelik Watson because he's literally a high-rise building. Like, he is a tank bunker.
And that's what you're designed. I mean, that's what you want. That's what you wanted Sylvester, who I nicknamed Big Pud, but never was Big Pud, to be that.
He was roly-poly. I mean, he had the potential to be something that he just isn't.
He could have been somebody.
He could have been
a contender.
He could have been somebody.
Instead, he's just a... But that's the whole thing. Is you need someone in there who forces you to help the center. So if you're a defensive line, what's your hope? What your number one goal is? So when you line up your defensive line, I mean, this is what you do with like 5-year-old kids. If you put the one guy in the middle, what you tell him to do is you tell him just to go run straight over the center and tackle.
That's actually not true all the time. Your nose guard does a couple of different things.
But until you can draw that double, because he's the closest guy to the quarterback.
It depends on what your defense is set up to do. I mean, there are a lot of times. No, seriously, if you're actually set up to stop the run, your nose guard.
You get knocked out in a football practice. You think you know it all?
I've seen a lot of football. If you are set up for the run, you actually want your defensive nose guard, if you're playing nose guard or whoever your two position is, you want him to just fall down. You want him to be a pileup, so they can't run through the middle. Now this guy's big enough.
But you want him to stay on your feet because
not necessarily.
Well, yes.
No.
Because, yes.
Not necessarily. Yes. Darren, I'm telling you right now that they are coached a lot of times to just dive right underneath that center and create a pileup. Not on your feet.
I disagree with that.
But that's an actually proven and written defensive strategy there, and that's what defenses do. You bring your linebackers up to fill in those gaps, because now the running back has to run around that big pile up in the middle, and they make the tackle.
And that's the whole reason, and that's the whole reason why the Broncos did not win the Super Bowl last year. I'm just saying.
Because we didn't have a guy to create problems in the middle. He kept getting moved out.
Big Pud was quite little.
Yeah.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.